The Osgood File, sponsored by Dell. Powerful PCs, just the beginning of a great partnership. Contact a Dell Small Business Advisor today at 877-BY-DELL. This is Dave Ross. It appears the adults have finally decided to step into the Russia investigation. More after this from Charlie. The Senate Intelligence Committee has now decided to take a higher profile in the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. And unlike the House Intelligence Committee, the top Democrat and top Republican are actually working together. Republican Chairman Richard Burr.
This investigation scope will go wherever the intelligence leads it.
Ranking Democrat Mark Warner.
Echoing what the chairman has said, wherever it leads.
And that includes determining once and for all if there was any Trump connection. Here's CBS News correspondent Jeff Pegues.
The Senate committee will examine whether the Trump campaign coordinated with the Russians during the election. It will also investigate whether thousands of internet trolls hired by the Russians manipulated the news cycle in swing states.
There's not much question about those Russian trolls. A so-called troll factory in St. Petersburg was exposed several years ago, and according to reporters, in Russia, is now being turned into a mainstream media company. I spoke via Skype to Alexei Kovalev, a fact-checker for the Moscow Times.
David, look at it this way. We've already found out how ridiculously easy it is to manipulate social media during this election campaign. So why not a lavishly financed media company?
Kovalev says this troll factory is now in the process of creating what look like conservative American websites. How gullible do they think we are? But Alexei says, if it's any consolation...
You won't believe how gullible we are. how many fake news from these so-called satirical websites in the States end up on national headlines in Russia?
Really?
It's ridiculous.
We deserve each other. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.